undeniably linked to racism? You've got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally, Planned Parenthood, was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God. Hey.
Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol, and you're going to set it up on your home computer. But it's coming to your mobile phone via text. So that means it works for them all if they can receive a text message. And you can set up every facet of your day with this, but what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based on where you are at any given time, they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there is no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Yesterday, we got a report about how bad it is in New Jersey. Anthony will be back with us next week. Today, we're going to go back and revisit Connecticut with Ed Peruta in the third hour, so that's coming up. This past weekend was another bad weekend in Chicago for shootings. They've had 3 weekends with over 30 shootings since the beginning of the year. This is month 5, and it hasn't gotten warm yet. That's the bad thing about it. Coming from the desk of Paul Markle, when you look around you, if you are not aware of it, you should be aware of it. Evil is out there. Evil prospers in this world. It always has, and it always will. Eventually it gets beaten, but while it is running, it's running hard. The great question for those who oppose evil is how you're going to, what your method of opposition is going to be. Friday, April 25th, 2014, in the out-of-control gang violence, a life was taken. Many lives were taken that weekend, but Lenore Draper was killed in the West Pullman area of Chicago. And Lenore and I were ideologically opposite. And I didn't know her. And I'm never going to get to know her. This particular killing has garnered interest outside of Chicagoland because of the stupid irony to it. All of them should garner interest in the nation. But this one, for some reason, has gone beyond, you know, how many names of people killed in Chicago do we know? How many names of people shot in Chicago do we know? They just become nameless, faceless entities. Major media ignores them altogether. There is a couple of, you know, on a bad weekend in Chicago, that's a couple of Sandy Hooks totally ignored.
Ms. Draper was a community activist, and she was heavily involved in the anti-violence group Project Orange Tree. And also a member of Ceasefire Chicago. You see, she was what I would refer to as the citizen disarmament industry. She was a member of that. And here's the thing about this. When I see something like this, when I see innocent people getting killed for sitting in their car in front of their house, and they just happen to be in the trajectory of a bunch of rounds being exchanged by a bunch of gangbangers, I don't particularly care what their ideology is. We should all sit back and say, that is bad. Ceasefire Illinois has somewhat of a questionable success record. According to the Chicago Police, of all people, they've closed some offices in the last year, and the leader of the organization was arrested and charged with domestic violence. And they spent the $1 million grant given to them by the city of Chicago. Ms. Draper was returning home from a fundraiser to fight gun violence when she was apparently caught in the crossfire of a gang dispute. She was shot while sitting in her car and pronounced dead at the hospital soon after. Gary McCarthy, the soft-spoken police superintendent, said the police were still searching for suspects in the killing. He's the one that blames the lax gun laws on this kind of stuff, which, like I said, you couldn't be any more anti-strict, anti-gun strict, no way to get a gun than Chicago. There are numerous stories on the Newswire detailing Ms. Draper's murder. What's missing is that in each and every one is this cold, hard truth that despite the fact that Cook County, Illinois, by extension Chicago, they already have the strictest gun laws in the United States. The only city that comes close is Washington, D.C. Now, gun control proponents like McCarthy and Bloomberg bolster their arguments with unsupported affirmations that the answer to violent behavior is gun prohibition. And it does have an effect on violence. It ensures that it will increase. When John Lott wrote More Guns, Less Crime, he did a lot of exhaustive research that shows a definitive link between the number of lawful concealed carry permit holders and the reduction of violent crime in the area studied. And his book's been available since 1998, which means Bloomberg and McCarthy could pick it up any old time. You might consider the fact that Chicago and Washington, D.C., which are the two big gun control capitals of the world, also vie on a regular basis for murder capital of the world. They do that simultaneously. And how is it that the seemingly educated people in these cities, and I mean all of them, because to some, you know, everybody has a degree of common sense. Sometimes they don't exercise it. How can they not see the writing on the wall in those two cities? Are anti-violence groups and organizations missing the point on purpose? Are they missing the point in order to promote the prohibition of an inanimate object as the answer to the problem? McCarthy has made much of the fact that Chicago police take a lot of guns off the street. Illegal guns, which suggests that it has a predisposition to malice, doesn't it? Well, if we're going to do that, we can. If we impose that thought process on everything, then we need to start pulling cars off the street, and that'll stop drunk driving, won't it? Chicago, in the name of their mayor and their police department, and everybody that writes law there, in their local community, in the community that is Chicago, they are practicing lunatics. They practice insanity because they keep thinking that no matter how much of what they got, in this case, gun control, that it's never enough. And they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, expecting the outcome to change somehow. We'll continue on with this. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you weren't here at the opening, I am lamenting the murder of Lenore Draper in Chicago. She's one we get to know the name of because of the outrageous irony in her murder. She was killed because she got caught in the crossfire of a gang shooting. And she was an anti-gun activist, an anti-gun violence activist, a member of Ceasefire Illinois and Project Orange Tree, I believe it was called. Anti-gun and anti-violence groups have fallen for the progressive liberal trap of exempting human beings from their own actions. It seems that violence is an abstract concept, and it's not at all the responsibility of human criminals. Although violence is a volition, it's a state of mind, it's a willingness to do things, which none of the tools they utilize will do on their own. So it is very much, violent tendencies are very much a human condition. For a lot of people, they like to use violence in the same way they would use cancer or a virus, as though the host has been infected through no fault of their own. Anti-violence groups are quick to point out that there are socioeconomic factors that are to blame for out-of-control violence in their communities. And in their local area, for some reason, the ones that have the most hands-on control of that particular economy, where there are progressive liberal politicians, they seem to be given a free pass. But we do have an example of the way things are changing. And it might surprise you what I picked for this. And that's Detroit, Michigan. Not too long ago, that was a city that made Beirut seem tame. For 4 decades, the voters of Detroit went to the polls and elected progressive liberal Democrats. Even though the Motor City had been in steady decline since the 1970s, losing manufacturing jobs by the thousands, there was a steady rise in crime and rampant drug use was picking up. Voters continued to do the same thing, expecting a different result. Kwame Kilpatrick, mayor from 2002 to 2008, is currently serving a 28-year prison sentence on multiple corruption charges. And apparently at 40 years, the people of Detroit decided they'd had enough. They elected Mike Dugan, a successful businessman, as a write-in candidate in 2013. Detroit citizens have also stood firmly behind their new chief of police, James Craig. Craig, you know, he's a departure from the norm. And he's come out in favor of the armed citizen. Publicly, he recommended that the best solution to violent crime in Detroit was for the people to arm themselves, which is just cold, hard honesty. When it comes to addressing reality, we now have two examples of how to deal with it. The Chicago model for dealing with evil seems to be to demonize an inanimate object, and to a degree, that policy cost Lenore Draper her life. They give money to community organizers and disassociate violence from the criminal vermin responsible for it. It becomes the responsibility of a lump of material shaped like a gun. Detroit has altered its previous path by they've embraced a pro-business mayor who's going to try to return that city to a semblance of normalcy. And it's not going to be overnight. The Motor City was once the murder capital of the world, and they are working on getting away from ever retaking that crown again. Members of the Detroit Police Department, rather than seek gun bans or make excuses for the criminal element, have boldly stated to them that your time is up. You want to know the difference between me and you, probably, and your typical ordinary gun grabber. When you have a gun grabber of the type, I don't know, from the Violence Policy Center or Shannon Watts or whomever, You hear them often make statements like, I wish it were the children of the NRA board of directors. I wish they would get killed. Such compassion. So let me publicly state that every one of these people, there's been on three separate weekends in Chicago, there has been 116 shootings now, just in three weekends. There's been more weekends than that, so we don't know how many shootings there have been because I didn't have enough time to get a calculator. But just in three weekends, you have nearly the equivalent shooting-wise, numerically, of four Sandy Hooks. And because it's an anti-gun city, the major media, mainstream media misses it altogether. As if those people aren't important. Some of those people are gangbangers, no doubt about it. Some people are like Lenore Draper, just sitting in her car. And the fact that she was anti-gun doesn't mean that much to me. She was innocent. She and I, if we met face-to-face and we knew about each other, we might have had some really bad arguments. But does that mean that she deserves to be gunned down? No, it doesn't. Not even in the least. The only time anybody deserves to be gunned down is if they're trying to harm you. Or somebody you love, or somebody you know, or somebody you don't know. If you have enough information to act, but not when you're sitting in your car. So take a look at Chicago. And take a look at Detroit and see which way each one of those big cities are going. And then you can make an informed decision of which is better for the populace. I would rather see a chalk outline drawn around a home invader, a sexual assaulter, a would-be murderer than their victim. I'm sorry. Sorry to put it that way. But that's the way it is, and that's the way it should be. There's two things about rights. One is a right, and one is not one that you have to submit to. Nobody has the right to break into your personal space, into your domicile, into your sanctuary, or your car, or come to your place of business, or anything else, and target you as somebody they want to harm. Whether it's because they're on a rampage spree and they want everybody to see their Facebook page, or whether you're a female and they want to do a sexual assault, or whether you have the latest phone and they don't care if they knock you out and your head collides with the sidewalk to get it. Nobody has that right. And if somebody tries to do that, then your rights come into play. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew. nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike. Yes, sir. I know what you want to talk about, but do you want to launch into the overview so you can set the stage?
Sure, sure. I come across an article. Oh, by the way, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I come across an article on a libertarian financial site called the Dollar Vigilante a
yes.
couple days ago.
Yes.
And it was talking about Operation Choke Point, and I'm sort of shocked I haven't heard a lot from the gun industry yet, but this is a program that the Department of Justice has started to pressure banks to drop the bank accounts from industries that they consider to be high risk. And
well, not necessarily high risk, because they're not, it's not that they're high risk, it's that they don't like them.
Right. Well, they label them high risk. That's their justification.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
And it includes Bitcoin, the porno industry, some online poker sites, and the gun industry. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, last year you had a representative of the McMillan Group?
I had the guys from Pistol Pay, which Pistol Pay arose when PayPal and Square started stopped taking credit cards and, you know, banks. See, the thing about Operation Choke Point, we have seen we've seen them slowly put the screws to the gun industry with various players on an individual basis. They did it with the McMillan brothers, They did it. They've done it with a lot of with a lot of gun purveyors. This latest one they've done it to is Libertas, or maybe that's the bank. It was a gun business that had been a storefront, and then it was turned into an online business when the originator of the business retired and gave it to his daughter. But this has been going on. We just didn't know what the name of it was. But in the meantime, the gun industry has been starting their own financial services, and that's still going on in the background with the McMillan brothers have started their own financial service sector for...
I believe in capitalism. If they sure. do something like this, somebody will rise to meet the demand. But the fact of the matter is from what I was reading about the article, is the banks, the Department of Justice is pressuring banks and lending institutions with penalties and stuff that many small institutions can't stand against. So whenever this happens, they just simply have to drop people's bank accounts, their credit cards, any online process. And this is fascism, Bill.
It is. It is. And here's the other thing about it. Most of the gun industry, you know, in the big meltdown we had in 2009, the big problem for industry day to day, most big industries, is they exist on something called commercial paper, whereby they are getting very short-term loans to cover their day-to-day. And they're always revolving. Every week they start a new one. They've always got three that are outstanding. They pay them on time. But this way they don't have to dip into their own capital. And when that happened, people like General Electric were calling the president, you know, the administration and saying, calling Congress and everything, do something about this. We can't operate. Because they have to operate for some reason. They're so entrenched in their dogma that they have to operate in debt. They have to operate under debt. The gun industry, on the other hand, in a lot of cases, doesn't operate with a whole lot of debt. They operate in cash. And when if you can't take a credit card and you don't have a place to store your money, well, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and it certainly is. And from what I was reading on that particular article, Bank of America is the worst offender in this case. I believe that is the bank that had dealt with McMillan Group.
They were. McMillan Group had been with them. They had a line of credit with them, and they just woke up one morning, and I think his name was Rory McMillan. Kelly McMillan. He got a correspondence saying that forthwith everything is closed. He had to pay off his line of credit that he did have with him because McMillan Brothers makes a very high-end rifle, and they probably do have a little bit of debt just because of how prolific they are. But he had to pay that off, and he had to find another bank, which he has done. He has done it. But as the interesting thing about this is that this went on longer, I think, than Fast and Furious did before it was discovered. But, I've got some people. We're going to bring them in, and we're going to talk about it because this is something that definitely needs to be pushed back against.
Oh, definitely. And this is something that we haven't been seeing because it didn't have a name up until, I think, January is the first time I've heard the phrase Operation Choke Point. And it had to do, and they were reporting then about the porno industry, which is totally unrelated. But it's just another avenue of attack against the gun industry. And this one here has the possibility of being successful short term until some groups rise to meet the challenge.
They're going to have to, they're way beyond their purview here. And that's nothing new to them. Mm-hmm. And even if you call them out on it, they're going to continue to try to do what they do. There's a couple of things that could happen out of this. I'd like to see this become more and more. What they've done, in some cases, they've miscalculated because they've identified businesses like the porn industry and the marijuana industry and the payday loan industry and the gun industry. And they look at those and they think the general public looks at them as unsavory players. So they think they can pick on them and persecute them and get a free pass on that. Unfortunately, all of these business types, whether you like them or not, are legal in the United States. Where marijuana is for sale and it's decriminalized, that's legal. That means it's legal.
This is a big press, and I'm thinking the gun community should be hitting on this one really hard. Both barrels.
I think as it becomes more online, one of the problems I have with as an advocate is that we're constantly. I'm getting sort of tired of circling my opponent in the ring. I'm ready to go on the counter offense. Stop jabbing and start throwing some overhand rights. We're going to have to take it to the mat with them and put them in a position where they understand figuratively that this is suicidal for them to do it.
It is amazing what this man, Eric Holder, has gotten away with.
He should be in jail.
He should be in jail. He should have been in jail before he was appointed Attorney General for some of the stuff he'd done in the past. He must have some pretty big dirt on some powerful people because he seems to be immune to anything.
Eric Holder, if you look at his history, Eric Holder was in the Department of Justice when Waco happened.
Yep. That's
he
what
was
I'm...
in the Department of Justice when the Mirror Building happened.
Right.
So he has his fingerprints on a whole lot of things. He was personally involved in the Oklahoma City bombing in the investigation. And they, yeah, you know, and I'm not going to rehash all of that. I mean, they knew something was about to happen coming up, and then they lost track of it somehow. And then years, I mean, like a decade later, they found evidence. All of a sudden, it just popped up. And Eric Holder is he's a guy that the only time you see him, it should look like he's walking around with his hands behind him because he's handcuffed.
Exactly.
That's when should see him.
Well, I'm just going to sit around and eagerly await for you to get some guys to talk about this because I believe we've just scratched the surface.
I'm going to go try to get Kelly McMillan. I've talked to him about this before. And I'm also going to get the guys at Pistol Pay, which was a business that arose to help you deal with credit cards. The problem in the problem that these people like the Department of Justice have when they deal with an entity like the gun industry is used to parrying everything they get thrown at them.
Right.
If you look up in New York, okay, can't have an assault rifle. So what do? They take an M15 or M6 or AR-15, excuse me. They take a blow dryer to the grip and bend it backwards, and they do away with the fixed butt stock, and they file off the underlug, and they just make a barrel without any threads, and Viola, compliant. Still as accurate, still as deadly, just doesn't have those cosmetic boo-boos on there that makes it dangerous.
And I believe the gun industry has the ability to parry this, too. I think it might be the only one they're picking on that could do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It seems to me that Obama has wrecked everything in the economy, and he's helped the gun industry so much, I guess it's time to start picking on them financially.
Well, financially, the gun industry has blossomed.
Oh, yeah. He's a savior.
His 5 years have been very good to them.
Yes, it has. Sure has. Well, Bill, thanks for letting me talk. I'll talk to you another day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what must be an absolutely terrifying experience for somebody. A writer from the dailybeast.com went to the NRA convention. Get the popcorn. It's going to be entertaining. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36577. 6.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Welcome back. Coming up in the third hour will be Ed Peruta from Connecticut Carry and Peruta versus everybody in California fame. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. We're going to refer to the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to refer to this writer because I forgot his name. But this is coming from the Daily Beast. And it he went to the NRA convention, okay? And it must have been horrific for him. I hope he seeks therapy. But what he thinks, though, is that everyone thinks like him. The name of his story is Preparing for War in Indianapolis Inside the NRA Plot to Terrify America. See, here's the thing with these liberal types, okay? They always have these misguided concerns. I read a story the other day where a killer was executed in Oklahoma recently, and there's a lot of people coming out saying it was inhumane because they got the cocktail wrong. Now, if you're being executed, isn't that already the ultimate price to pay? Should being put to death, should that be considered a walk in the park? And in all of this talk that's going on about the inhumane killing, execution of this killer, nobody's talking about his victim. And I don't know if you guys would characterize what happened to his victim as inhumane, but I'll tell you, they broke in on her. They basically mummified her in duct tape. They shot her, and then they buried her alive. Now, I don't know if you're getting a cocktail that causes a heart attack and it kills you on a gurney. Is that more inhumane than what happened to this young lady? For these people, it's always an emotional response at the wrong time for the wrong thing. And I want you, this is the opening of a story, verbatim, okay? And I want you to think in the background about that flute music that you hear for the depiction of a dewy morning with animated birds flying around and a butterfly, you know, lazily flapping its butterfly wings as it gets ready to land on some foliage. Where to go on an average Sunday in Indianapolis? There's always the trusty mall. Church is an important part of the routine for many. And at the Indianapolis Convention Center on this particular Sunday, an entirely different kind of shrine where one could purchase such family reading as Cutting Edge Bullets, Lethal by Design, Proven by Performance. Or pick up a GSG 110-round rotary magazine, similar to the one used by the movie theater mass murderer in Aurora, Colorado. Or even attend a book signing by admitted serial statutory rapist Ted Nugent. I'm referring, of course, to the 2014 National Rifle Association Convention. What these, this guy, if you or me or the 70-some-odd thousand people that went to this convention get out there and like that stuff, guess what? We're waiting on Red Dawn. We are. We're waiting on Red. We've seen both versions, and we have completely lost our minds. And it's bad. It's bad to have a convention of this type. It's bad for there to be 9 acres of guns and gear. Here we have, you can find, there were t-shirts for sale with assault weapons on them, bearing the likenesses of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, President Obama, and California Senator Dianne Feinstein, two coastal Jews and an African-American from Chicago, what's known in Alex Jones land as the trifecta. As I moved past the t-shirts, two guys walked past me, looked back, and one chuckled, Bloomberg. Here's the thing. I understand that there are some people that are afraid of guns. And it's a phobia. It really is. It's hoplophobia. And there's no way to please these guys. There is no way to please these people. And if they would simply come out and say, as some do, you know, retired Justice Stevens, he came out, he wants to rewrite the Second Amendment. If they would simply come out and say, we want all guns gone, that would make the argument short and sweet. They know they can't come out and say that because that's not going to play very well here. Here's the thing. Gun owners in the United States, the 100 million plus of you, the one thing that they can't ignore is there are no children involved in that. That's all adults. Some with jobs, some retired, some unemployed, I'm sure. But this is a voting bloc. So they're characterizing one third of America, and somebody out there probably can, where is she? Is she still in here? No, she's gone. Some statistician in the chat room, find out how many children are in the United States and stick it up there for me. Because I would imagine we're probably even up on the adults that don't like guns. When you go to a gun expo of some sort, or a gun convention, or a gun show, there's going to be guns there. That's why that's why they convene, so that there can be one place where everything's at. And these businesses are legal businesses, albeit not one the administration likes, but that has prospered despite it. And everything that goes along in the genre, the plate carriers, the chest rigs, everything, holsters, camouflage paint, outdoor cooking utensils. The gun industry is big, and it has a lot of offshoots that benefits from those coattails that they can drag themselves along with. And they don't like it. They don't like it that you are self-reliant. They want you to rely on your mobile phone. They don't like the idea. You know, every round that I do have regular full metal jacketed ammunition that is solid, that I train with, that's cheap. But when I load a gun, and I'm going to carry a gun, I'm loading the gun with something to stop somebody if they prove to be a problem. But they don't like that those barrettes are made. Families show up at these things. How misguided they must be. Wayne LaPierre, of course, is completely out of touch with everything, or so they believe. We know in the world that surrounds us there are terrorists and home invaders and drug cartels and carjackers and knockout gamers and rapers and haters, campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, road rage killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that would collapse a society that sustains us all. And nowhere in this piece of fearful journalism, does this guy attempt to say, well, that's just not so. It's just wrong for us to be afraid of that. Because government, of course, will take care of everything. They'll handle everything. They will prevent everything. Government's got our back. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And I point this out simply because, you know, with Bob Owens, he went out there and checked the Moms Demand Action. And they were afraid of him just standing there. Just think of the courage it took for this cat to go to an NRA convention and look at guns. Let's flip into the next hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.